Hello and welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me for today's podcast episode as we talk about the transiting South Node as it moves through Sagittarius, and we look at the themes and energies that will be removed, released, expired for each of us individually and collectively. The South Node shows what we have accumulated, what we have learned, and now what we're ready to let go of to make more energetic room and space for the new growth that's necessary now. So with this transiting South Node, we're not only looking at the themes of Sagittarius, which include your ideals, your belief systems, what you believe in terms of the bigger world, the bigger perspective. Sagittarius is about what we're learning, developing, and growing. It's how we understand the bigger energies in our lives. Sagittarius is associated with the areas of law and legal matters, education, higher education, philosophy, religions, anything that you have come to understand that shapes your view of the world. And this is where we formulate our opinions, where we collect knowledge that creates our belief systems. This can also be done at an unconscious level, where you came in as a soul with certain belief systems to heal, to challenge, to look at, and also to use your free will to choose accordingly with which belief systems are really true for you. And so Sagittarius is interesting in that it shows us the bigger pictures of energy, and then we're asked to really get clear on what resonates with us and what do we believe in. And this can also be an area of ongoing changes for you. This could be something where you were raised in a certain religion when you were younger, and then you had something that expanded you out of those ideals or that understanding of the world, and then you started to explore perhaps other religions, other spiritual practices, other ways of viewing the world. You were learning that there are multiple ways to see what is happening, to understand it, and to determine what is right for you. So what we're doing collectively is really clearing out the belief systems that perhaps we've been holding on to or sitting with, especially from the last decade. So what we do with these energies is we also relate them to the astrological cycles. So the last time that the North Node was in Sagittarius was in March 2011 until August 2012. Now, this could feel like a very long time ago. It is nearly 10 years ago. But this is when the North Node in Sagittarius was opening you up to something new to learn, develop, and grow from. It was opening you up to the world. This could have been a time of travel, for example. Sagittarius is about international travel, foreign travel. Sagittarius is where we go beyond the bounds of our daily lives. We step out of what is known to see what else is out there, to see what is on the other side of that hill or that valley, to explore new cultures, new ways of understanding what is possible in the world. And so it's a very expansive energy that wants us to have an adventure. So back in 2011 and 2012, when the North Node was in Sagittarius, that would have been a time of widening your belief systems or exploring something within you, within your life, within yourself, within what you relate to in the world. And so now here it is, about 9 years later, and you're looking at, well, what is still true for me? Over the past 9 years, we'll call it nearly a decade, what has shifted in you that is no longer at the same energetic frequency that supports you? And it's very important to stay aware of what is being challenged. I'm going to call it challenged because of how much the energies have shifted, especially in the past 5 years and 10 years. And it's looking at where there is a discomfort within you because you have taken something as far as it can go. And this could be through something you have learned. This could certainly be through something that has served its purpose in your life, in your world. And it does pertain to the Sagittarius areas of your chart. So this is where 29 degrees of Sagittarius begins, and then the south node travels in reverse back to 0 degrees of Sagittarius. So this 30 degrees in your chart from 29 degrees of Sagittarius to 0 degrees of Sagittarius is what is being swept away. And I tend to think of that south node as a broom, sweeping, sweeping, cleaning, getting out of this, removing this, I don't want this. It is looking at what has served its purpose for you, and it's being discerning with what stays and what goes. Now, you don't have to throw out everything, although the Sagittarius energy tends to do things in a big way. So with Sagittarius, it can be, it's all gone. I'm done with all of this. I don't want any of it anymore. It can be extremes. It can be literally, I don't want any of this. I just want to have a new adventure. I want to start something fresh. I want a whole new everything. So the south node can also show where you're ready for a makeover. In this area of your life, a makeover into something that, again, represents who you are now, represents a new belief system. Now, the belief systems we have can be unconscious, and they are operating in the background and running the show, and they show up through what we experience in our life. And so you're looking at what your belief systems are in the area of your chart where Sagittarius energies are, and then you're asking yourself, is this still true for me? Do I still believe in this principle or this ideal or this opinion? Do I still resonate with this? And if not, how can I go higher with the knowledge? How can I expand and grow from this so that I can make the best of it now? The South Node is in Sagittarius from May 2020 to January 2022. And this is a time of being open to what is ready to shift and change for you. Sagittarius is a mutable sign. That means it likes choices and possibilities. It is independent. It wants its space and its freedom. It does not want to be caged in. This is the energy of a release, but a release from something in yourself that no longer fits. And it's allowing yourself to keep growing and to keep understanding more about yourself, your soul, your life, your journey, your purpose. And it's clearing out what maybe can feel like anchors that have held you in place or perhaps solidified you for a time being and for a while, but it's not where you're growing next. And this is about honoring your own growth. There is an element here of being ready to release some aspect of your life so that it can regenerate. It can show up in a new way. So when we have the South Node energies, this is the part of your chart that you get rid of stuff. And it could be physically, you could be cleaning out the house, the closet, the garage, the stuff. It could be cleaning out books. It could be cleaning out, you know, what you've accumulated through the years. And you realize, I have learned as much as I can from this. I have gone as far as I can go with this. And now I'm ready for that refresh, again, that makeover energy and that renovation. Now, sometimes when the South Node is in Sagittarius, we also get lessons around what we have clung on to that has actually kept us small. And this can show up again in so many different ways, but it's understanding where perhaps there has been a lack of growth, a lack of development, a lack of higher understanding. And then this is where some of the lower expressions of ideals set in. And more specifically, because Sagittarius is about what we believe, the lower expressions of this show up as sexism, racism, ageism, anything that divides people, anything that is about saying I'm right and you're wrong, anything about where humanity must agree in order to be accepted. And it's very interesting because I've noticed with a lot of clients that I've worked with, if they have strong Sagittarius energies, in some time in their life, especially during their awakening process, there's probably been an experience of alienation where you are ousted from the group. You are ousted from the religion or from the belief system, or you are the one who chooses to leave. You're the one who says, I think there's more out there, or I want to understand other ways. I want to open up and see what else I can learn. And the Sagittarius energy, again, because it wants us to grow, you can start to see where you've been restricted. And it's those restrictions that can feel like a straitjacket or a cage. And there's a part of you that knows there's more you want to discover, but you come up against something smaller that has shrunk you. It's like the energy has held you in unconsciously. And now that South Node in Sagittarius transits through, and there are new types of awakenings and understandings where you see, oh, I didn't realize I was holding that opinion so strongly. I didn't realize I had this unconscious understanding of someone or something. It's where we're challenged to look at our own opinions to see what we have latched onto as a way of viewing the world. But then there is a new opportunity to blossom and grow when those opinions are relaxed. It's like a softening. It's like a sense of, okay, well, perhaps it isn't a simple right or wrong, you or me, left or right, opinion-based discussion. Maybe there's more here that I just haven't learned or I haven't understood yet. So then it takes that risk to expand. It takes the courage to grow. Sagittarius is a fire sign. It is very adventurous and dynamic. It wants to understand. It wants to know more things. And the healthy expression of Sagittarius energy is staying open to the fact that we can have different belief systems and coexist harmoniously. We can have different opinions and not have it blow up or break up the relationship or the experience. It's looking at how can what can seem to be competing egos, competing ego minds, find a higher vantage point. And so Sagittarius asks us to go higher, but with the South Node, we go lower first. We go lower into what has been formulated and has not been questioned. So then we look at, well, what happens when things start to get questioned? What comes up next? What is revealed or what is shown that we didn't know was operating underneath? So it's a very fascinating dynamic that really supports your own growth in you looking at, well, where did this belief come from? Where did this opinion come from? Where did I have a certain experience? Because Sagittarius is also very much about experiences. Because it's the energy of going out into the world and traveling far and understanding and learning and higher education and what about this and what about that? It's the energy, especially as a fire sign, of movement, of going out into the world, having a big adventure, having these experiences, and then these experiences shape you. These experiences form your opinions and your understanding of the world, and they can show up in any number of ways, right? Like they can be, well, I understood some new ways of living my life, or I understood new ways of talking to people. But there's something here that is actually going into a few cycles of energy. So I mentioned that this would relate to the energies of 2011 and 2012, but then it also pertains to when Pluto, Saturn, and Jupiter all had their transits through Sagittarius as well. And that all happened since 1995. When we have outer planets moving through this area of your chart, it's really highlighting some big areas of growth for you in this lifetime. So starting in 1995 until 2009, Pluto was in Sagittarius. Then we had Saturn in Sagittarius from late 2014 until late 2017. So Saturn is about applying a structure to what you believe and what you understand, to looking at what your ideals are and how you are making these active and concrete parts of your life. It's also associated with your truth systems, the ways that you truly believe in yourself and keep going, where you're feeling strong to be an individual, and how that is shaping you, shaping your self-identity as well. So Pluto came through, Saturn came through, and then most recently we had Jupiter in Sagittarius. And that energy was very expansive. Jupiter in Sag was November 2018 until late December, about December 2019. So we've had these multiple cycles. Also important to note that because Jupiter moves in a 12-year cycle, we also had the Jupiter in Sagittarius in late 2006 into 2007. So there's been repetitive energies in your life, in the Sagittarius houses and planets that have required you to keep growing. And this has probably been a part of your life that's had a lot of big changes. A lot of things fell apart or shifted or were permanently over when Pluto was in Sagittarius. And then Saturn came through and asks you to choose wisely. What do you want to put back in? What do you want to build on? What matters to you now? Then the Jupiter energy comes in and keeps growing it and developing it. So what we have at this point is, again, a removal, a clearing out, so that you can have space to be more conscious and more in alignment with what is necessary for you now. And I'm feeling like this transit of the South Node in Jupiter is really going to continue to bring up people's belief systems around spirituality and religion. It's highly possible that we will see a deep purging and cleansing of belief systems that are no longer correct for people, meaning they no longer resonate with what they believe is true or what their life experiences have shown them, how they've been shaped and molded, and what no longer connects with what they were told, what they learned, where their families put belief may no longer be where they put belief. And this is part of the ongoing awakening process where people come into their power, they come into their choices and their free will, and they start to ask, well, what do I choose? What is correct for me? And so this can strongly relate to all of the major religions on the planet, the Abrahamic religions, which are Islam, Christianity, Judaism. These are the biggest ones. These might see a significant shift with the South Node in Sagittarius. There are other ways that people connect to a belief system or to a religion or to whatever resonates with them. There will be a collective cleaning out, cleaning up, clearing house of what has been expired, meaning it's held people back from their own truth and their own needs. There's like this sense of the debris falling away or whatever is expired. And I see it as something that gets perhaps shrunk or shriveled up and it just dissolves. It's just removed because it's no longer connecting with you. So stay very aware of this until January 2022 and be open to a changing of opinions, a changing of what you accepted as ultimate knowledge. Because the truth is, one truth is, I should say, is that everything is energy. And as we continue to spiral up, we continue to ascend, explore other levels of consciousness, rise up to other potentials, we know that in this universe, which is a multiverse, which is a universe, which is a multiverse, it isn't possible at a human level to know it all because there's so many variables, because there is so much that is unfolding in the quantum realms, that the world of human knowledge is always going to be shifting and changing. And as we stay open to the new questions, we then interact with new answers. And I feel like this is also where you're going to understand more where you are on your own timeline, on your own soul's timeline of what resonates with you and what does not. And I'm getting the image of someone who grew up in a very clear set of, we'll call them values, religious practices. It feels very almost like concrete. Like there is a sense of this is right, this is wrong, this is us, and this is them. So you learned the separation in who believed the same as you and who didn't. And I'm seeing like this kind of a, is that like a concrete silo or something that's like a tube that was very encased in the energy. And it was like the concrete also was the establishment of judgments. And what I'm seeing is that this person, I'm feeling it as a man, I'm feeling it as a masculine energy, and it was maybe even something like related to a hero's journey or just a sense of, I know there's more in the world to this, I know this isn't the only thing for me. It was like the getting the, like a giant hammer and like cracking into that concrete and tearing down those, the silo, it feels like a silo, and a silo is something that would hold like grain or corn, and it was very limited, and you tearing down the structure then opens up this whole world to explore, to understand, to question. It opens up new air, it opens up new possibilities, like it feels very expansive. And so I feel like there's many people who have been on an ongoing life experience of shifting belief systems, the more that you have come to understand what the bigger energies are for you. So in your life, one thing you could be questioning or asking yourself is, well, what am I searching for? What am I seeking? What am I looking to understand? And these questions and their answers will shift throughout one's life, typically. And it could be that you're searching or trying to understand true love, or you're looking to understand faith, and or what is hope, or what is my connection to God, Source, Spirit, the universe. It's these bigger driving intentions come forth in Sagittarius, and then you embark on a path, an adventure to see what is and what isn't. And it's usually also through, especially with all the mutable signs. The mutable signs being Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces, they often learn through a contrast. The contrast is this for me or is that for me? Or this was for me for a time in my life and now something else is presenting itself that's truer for me. So there's this contrast of experiences that help you understand what is correct for you. And then it puts you on this timeline of your own soul's growth. Because I feel too, for many people, that, and I'm using religion because it's strongly related to Sagittarius energies, but it's almost like religion has been a catalyst of growth and expansion. And it's also been something that has been held and carried with through many lifetimes, where, you know, there could have been many lifetimes when you were a priest, you were part of the clergy, you were in prayer sessions, you led a congregation. I know that this shows up differently across different religions, but I'm feeling like at this time on the planet, so many people have had experiences with religion throughout multiple lifetimes that you're at a level of consciousness now of choice. And this choice is presenting itself to you in a very clear way around the energetics of, again, what connects to your higher guiding principles and your higher guiding questions. So this South Node in Sagittarius is an accumulation of what you've learned about yourself, your energies, your needs since 2011. We can even go way back to when Pluto entered Sagittarius in 1995. So if you wanted to just include a whole mass of your life from 1995 to today, you could say, okay, well, how much have I changed over this span of time to help me understand higher truths? And now the South Node is asking you to release what you've accumulated, to release peacefully with, it's like this honoring of the path, honoring of the road you've been on. And then I'm seeing like this glass on the road where it could have been really slow and prickly at times and brought up some fears and some doubts and activated some deeper parts of your DNA around what it means to leave behind something that you've believed in, meaning does it ostracize you from a family, from a culture? Does it shift you out of a safety zone? Does it feel like a wild freedom, like it's just this amazing sense of independence and a renewal of your power? It's looking at what it feels like for you to step away from what is no longer resonating with you and to trust the growth that's coming. Because another energy of Sagittarius, not only is it connected with faith and hope, but it's trust. It's trust that something else is going to show up. It's trusting that it's okay to release this or that. It's okay to be different. It's okay to step away from what has been holding you back, because you're ultimately honoring your true power, which is your growth. So this also means that your planets in Sagittarius are getting a refresh. And this is the area of your life where you're being asked to let go of something, to change it, to release it, to not clutch on so tight, perhaps to sit back and observe yourself, and to go to the North Node in Gemini, which stays curious and asks very specific questions and asks you to hone in on the details of something and how the accumulation of certain experiences, knowledge, understandings, opinions have created a story for you. And now you're looking at if that story has reached its conclusion. You're at the end of the book, the end of this chapter, so that you can go forth and stay open to a higher energy field. And I'm feeling it as this energy that actually comes and connects with the crown chakra first. And then it sort of showers down and connects with other parts of your energetic self. But it also, I'm getting the image of like stretching up, stretching into a higher energy field, into a higher realm, because of the ability to release. So the other thing that's very strong right now is that you could feel an activation of what it meant to step away from something that was true for you. And now I'm hearing this is what can activate our own self-judgment. This can activate fears of persecution. This can activate fears of rejection and abandonment. Again, Sagittarius is strongly related to alienation, because the alienation is simply a limited perspective of what it means to belong or to connect with others. It's something that is formed to create right or wrong, to determine what people should do. It even can be a very low vibe use of power, where it's like, okay, you have to do this to be a part of us. And if you don't do that, then you're going to be kicked out and you're going to be ostracized. And then this can even bring up survival fears, where in your life, if you left the church, either this lifetime or other lifetimes, or you left a belief system, you left a community, you could have that fear of really horrible things happening. Only that is no longer the case right now. It's interesting. So this really must happen for a lot of us, where you're kicked out or you leave by your own free will and your own choice. And then you have a fear of, oh no, what have I done? Because you left a sanctuary or you left something that you valued for a really long time. But what you're leaving is an expired version of yourself. You're leaving something within you that has served a purpose. You've grown, you've understood what you needed to understand. But now, again, it's that rising up and seeing it in a new way and seeing it from a higher perspective. It's becoming the observer of your own growth. And then you move into this next chapter, which is interesting because I feel like there's this energetic turnover where if you're ending something, you're leaving something, you're complete with something, and this could be anything in your world. I mean, anything in your life, especially you want to look at the house of that Sagittarius is in your chart, and that's where you're shifting your beliefs about what's possible for you. And so what is then going to open up is, okay, you can have the fear. Again, I'm feeling like a lot of this comes forward from other timelines that are activating for you when there was a pivotal choice point to be made. You made the choice that was best, but the energetics of that time or the level of consciousness didn't support it. Like I'm getting the image of like a very small village. And the village is of people who all believe the same thing, who all value the same thing, who all live their same way of life. But it's a very small village. And it's very shut off from other parts of the country or of the world. And it's like, this is us. This is our village. This is who we are. And if you then leave that village, then you have just voluntarily become an outsider. But at a soul group level, there is typically the need for that volunteer to leave the village and strike out to see what else is back there. And of course, this does relate to the hero's journey where you leave what is known to go into what is unknown, to explore, to see what else is out there. You have challenges and fears. And then what ultimately happens is the return. And the return is where you bring back to the village what you've learned and what you've come to understand. Now, that doesn't mean that that's always welcomed knowledge, but just to paint a picture here that it's really time to step away from anything that has held you back from what you know you need to do now. There's a deep knowingness with Sagittarius. There's a sense of, I know this is true for me. I know this is correct for me. I know this is pro me. And that doesn't mean it's anti the village. It just means it's pro growth. It's pro who you are now. And it's honoring that. There's an honoring of what path is opening up. And if you were to stay in the village, I feel like, especially at this time, the energy turns against you because people pick up on the energies and they're like, we know you don't want to stay here. We know you're not happy here. You know, we're going to kick you out. So it's this interesting energy of either you choose something from a place of power or the universe shows up to say, no, you really need to go do this. We want to help you do this. So now we're going to kick you out of the village to support your growth. So it's kind of like either way, the growth is going to happen. And are you going to love yourself and honor yourself enough to choose it first? Or are you going to hang around until things get really difficult, hard, and challenging and stay stuck and realize, I don't even want to be here. I want to leave anyway. So it's sort of like this is a time of understanding that it's time to clear away and step away from what has held you back. Again, this can be a job, a profession. This can be something where you live. This could be a relationship or a partnership, something with your family, something with your kids, something within you. I mean, it can relate to your creative expression or a dream you have. I mean, it can be so many things. And what we're reminded of is that you still travel with faith in yourself, or you still travel with hope in what lies ahead, on the road ahead that you can't see, and to travel with a sense of adventure that will unburden you. The South Node unburdens us and says, yeah, that's done, or okay, I'm good. I don't need any more of that. But it does relate to how you handle change and how you are open to change and how you embrace change. And again, the mutable signs are good with change. The cardinal signs are also good with change because they're the initiators. It's the fixed signs that can resist change, the fixed signs being Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, Aquarius.
And these are the energies that will hold on. But I'm feeling like there's such a strong pull forward. It's sort of like this sense of, you know, there's something you know that you're ready to embark on next. And the fears that are being activated or the limitations or anything that's coming up that's preventing you from that growth, I don't know that it's necessarily from this lifetime. It's like it could be in the same people around you because we reincarnate with the same soul groups. So it's like everyone's playing out this their own role here, and they're giving you maybe pressure, or you're wildly bored, or you're so over something, like you're like, I can't do this anymore, I can't be here anymore, I'm not interested in this anymore. And then there is this understanding that you're meant to move forward, but first you're being shown what those limitations are within yourself that you've traveled with for lifetimes. And the good news about this is that it's your own energy, which means you're in charge. You're in charge to heal it. You're in charge to shift it. You're in charge to make a new path, to heal it, to look at what is truer for you now, and then to keep going. So we have very big energies sweeping through, clearing out, refreshing the Sagittarius areas of your chart, especially your Sagittarius planets, and ultimately, you're being asked to stay open to yourself, to the new potentials and the next level of growth that you haven't had access to because of what you've accumulated. So again, it's clearing out the baggage, clearing out the closet, and allowing things to be complete. And when you honor the completion, when you honor that you're done with something, you have to step away from it, it no longer is true for you. When you honor that, you are really in your power, and that's also when amazing things can show up to support you, because it's also a confirmation and an affirmation that you're meant to keep moving forward. So know that this South Node in Sag is going to also remove some dreams that you had, and bring in some new dreams, where the dreams can shift into something else or take shape or new form, new ways of being in the world, exploring the world. And then just at a practical level, it's quite fascinating how the South Node in Sagittarius is, of course, going to shift long distance travel and foreign travel, international travel. And all you have to do is look at the airline industry and look at what's been shut down and look at how everything has shifted and changed internationally, and that affects global travel. So that's another way that there is a reset and a refresh showing up here with the South Node in Sagittarius, is that we're going to travel differently. It's going to look different than it ever has, and it's going through that renovation process now. So I hope this has given you some good things to think about here as the South Node will continue to move through Sagittarius until early 2022. It's good to be aware of it, of course, so that you can work with it actively and at the highest level of consciousness, and also help you retain faith and trust in yourself, to go within, to listen to what you know is true for you, and to allow that to be your GPS and your navigation system. So thank you for joining me for this episode. I will keep speaking about this theme as we move through the South Node's journey, and I'll also be talking about the North Node in Gemini. I did another podcast episode for you on that. That was on June 1st, if you want to listen to the transiting North Node in Gemini energies and themes. So thank you for joining me. As always, you can find out more about me at mollymccord.online. That's where I offer astrology classes and programs. They're all online. They're all available on demand for you to tackle and take on your own timeline. And then you can also find out more about my books, spiritual teachings, and consciousness topics at consciouscoolchic.com. So thank you so much for joining me, and I hope you'll join me here every Monday and Wednesday for our latest astrology, energies, and themes, and I'll speak with you soon. Have a beautiful journey ahead.